My name's Kevin Carson. I have the pleasure of serving as pastor at Sunrise Baptist in Ozark, Missouri, as well as I'm the department chair of biblical counseling at Mission University, was used to be called Baptist Bible College and Seminary, as well as I work here on the seminary staff and teach part of this master's degree. So it's a pleasure to be with you today. We'll be talking about the five stages of grief. So of all the topics I could teach, this is not one full of smiles and joy, right? It's a sobering topic, right, as it interacts with each one of our lives. And so I do want to just pray to get us started. I know some in the room, I don't know you, but with this number of people, I'm sure there are those in the room that this will be a very sensitive topic to you today, and I want to be aware of that too. Plus, we all have people we love and care for and strive to serve well as they work through these. So let me pray for us. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to visit, to think about, to concern ourselves with this topic of how to sorrow. Lord, we are grateful that you provide us with both stories in the Bible as well as our own personal experience in grace, and you provide us the opportunities to serve others who are going through sorrow. And so we just pray that in each of those things that we would first be grateful, and two, we would serve others well by your grace as we seek to help them think and work through various issues of sorrow. So we love you, glad that you care for us and that you provide us grace when we need it, and always as much as we need. For that, we're glad. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so in your notes, let's start with number one, grief invaded my life. Right, I wasn't looking for grief. We were married, my wife and I, for 5 years. In pre-marriage counseling, our pre-marriage counselor, this was back in the early 90s, they said, hey, you know, you ought to consider a 5-year plan, right? Try to have a child, your first child, when at year number 5. And it seemed like a good plan to us. We didn't know any different. We were both very young. And so off on this plan we started, we had a good several years. And then my wife gets pregnant. And so everything is going well. We start going to the doctor. I'm a pastor. I didn't mention that. I'm already pastor serving a church. It's a senior adult pastor, actually. And then she was working some, but not having to work much, right? Everything was just fine. And so we get going. We go to the doctor. The doctor says, you know, there's something we can't tell what's going on here on your ultrasound, so they sent us to a specialist. We went to the specialist, and the specialist said, well, you have a tumor. And so it was a tumor of the placenta. She said, you know, these only happen about one in every 10,000 or so pregnancies, but that's what's going on, and this is what we anticipate. And so they laid out, we were around week 20, and they laid out what they anticipated would begin to happen. And it progressed just in terms of the process, just like they mentioned. However, it just was quicker. Her tumor was growing much quicker than they anticipated. And so we ended up having our daughter, Kayla, when she was, I think she was 28 weeks, if my memory serves me right. And so Kelly had been in the hospital already prior to her birth, and she started and did well. Beautiful little girl, intensive care, all the stuff that goes with intensive care. And so we were working through that process until one day something just didn't seem right. So they did emergency surgery, really just exploratory surgery. They weren't sure what wasn't right, but it was clear Kayla was having a rough day. They determined after about a day or two post-surgery that she had an infection that attacked her kidney. It shut her kidneys down, and she lived just a few more weeks. Grief invaded our life we didn't want it. We didn't ask for it. Right? We had heard about people who had lost children, certainly. Right? That's a club you don't want to be in. We had heard about and watched people. I was a senior adult pastor. I was around death almost at least monthly, sometimes weekly, sometimes daily. It just depends. We had several hundred senior adults. So lots and lots and lots of hospital calls and nursing home visits and all that stuff. So it wasn't like death was new, but certainly it impacted us in that instance in a way that was new. I had been teaching through the book of Ecclesiastes. In this particular teaching, I'd finished my Master of Divinity, was working toward a THM. And so as part of my teaching, I was a Hebrew guy, and I enjoy Hebrew. So I was translating from Hebrew to English, English into teaching notes then, and was trying to help the senior adults think through it. And so I had been in Ecclesiastes for a while, and so when you go through grief and you're in Ecclesiastes, you kind of have hooks to hang thoughts on, right? Because Ecclesiastes is rich, and it's very helpful, right, when you're going through those types of difficulties. Well, my wife doesn't know Hebrew. She certainly wasn't translating Ecclesiastes and wasn't maybe even interested in the lessons I was teaching, right? She is just a wife having a baby, and as much joy as I was finding in Ecclesiastes, she for sure wasn't going through all the thoughts and the concepts and everything that I had been working through. So I would say the death of our daughter hit differently for a variety of reasons. One, I'm a dad and she's a mom, and she had carried the baby. She's the one that had the tumor, right? So there were several of those reasons, plus the fact that I'd been living in a particular book of the Bible that's very helpful in that particular season, and that's not something that had happened to her. And so the way it landed in God's providence is that she and I responded in different ways. We thought of it in different ways. We felt it in different ways, right? As a husband and a wife. It's our first child, right? The things had happened. I was still busy in ministry. Now she's at home, right? There's just a lot of things. And so those were difficult days. What do we know about grief? Grief is part of suffering, right? We experience all suffering as death. Walter Wangerin in Mourning Into Dancing writes, "Death doesn't wait till the end of our lives to meet us and to make an end. Instead, we die 100 times before we die. And all the little endings on the way are like a slowly growing echo of the final bang before the bang takes place." That's from God's Healing for Life's Losses that was quoted. And I think there's some wisdom there, right? Death, grief. We understand James, all of us do inherently, right? Lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. And all of us have some awareness of that process somewhere along the way. All people suffer. All people grieve. Right, the question is, how does the world grieve versus the Christian? And how should the Christian grieve? You've possibly heard. Some of you may know, in fact, Dr. Bob Smith. Dr. Bob taught here for years, was part of this counseling team. He was one of the founders of Faith Biblical Counseling Ministry. Dr. Bob was a medical doctor, and years ago in the 70s, he transitioned into the biblical counseling field because his observation was that when he would sit down with an unbeliever or a believer and describe as a doctor, this is what you have, this is what you are facing, that the response between an unbeliever and believer, he would say, was almost indiscernible. That although the Bible said we deal with grief in ways that are different than an unbeliever, as a medical doctor in Lafayette, Indiana, working with people every day, that he did not perceive any real difference when he shared that kind of news.